Good morning, you guys. Miss Nightmare here. I just wanted to say that I really adore my pervy fan base and the men who send me what I want to see. Like this morning, I was on my Snapchat and I was talking about one of my dirty Twitter things that really turned me on, and I was like, oh, I really like that. Wow. And it was like rock hard dick peeking out boxers. Like, you know, it has to be big. If it's just little dick, like, ugh, it ain't gonna peek out like that. Ew, put that away. No, I wanna see them BWCs, you know, like the monstrous cock. Actually, I remember when I was like forever ago on my binger, like when I was watching a lot of like heavy comers, like, you know, insane amount. And like big dick, heavy comers. Yeah, the BWC, right? And I think that guy's fucking porn name was like Whitezilla or something. And I'm like, oh my God. Whitezilla. I fucking can't. But anyways, the big dick peeking out the fucking side of the boxers. I was just talking about it on my Snapchat this morning. And what do I start receiving? Oh, glorious big dick, or, you know, just dick peeking out the fucking boxers, like pretty dick, you know, just like, ooh. Because I said I like that kind of shit. You guys sent me that. Oh my God, thank you. I love you for that. Like, yes, give in to my pervy fantasies. Like, I love that there literally are men who are just willing to do so much for me here and there, you know. It's not every man, Avi, but like, for the ones who do, I'm like, you know what? You a real what? Now let me see you nut in a martini glass. Why? Because Miss Nightmare fucking demanded it. Actually, I just asked really politely. But, well, shit, I didn't even ask. I just said, I want to see this. And, you know, the right men just sent me shit. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm on a virginity hunch. Oh, you know, I'm so horny. Oh, please, let me see you, like, fill a martini glass with your cum. I just want to, like, I just want to see it. And by the way, the martini glass and the cum thing, in real life, it's not that I would want to drink the cum from that, because, like, you know, obviously one of the guys was like, oh, yeah, would you just have me, like, nut in it, and then, like, you drink it, and I'm like, eh. I'm like, you know, I don't swallow, but you can just pour it over me, like. Because then I was thinking, it's like, well, the temperature's gonna get weird, like, I don't like, putting it in my mouth like that anyways. I'd rather spit than anything, but I still really like cum. Like, I do. Like, obviously, like, healthy cum, not like your cum is kind of weird, because women can definitely sense that. Like, you know, if I'm looking at a cum shot, or if I'm looking at your cum, I'm looking at the fucking texture, or I'm looking at, I'm picking up everything, the scent, the texture, the consistency. I know texture and consistency can almost be used interchangeably, but, like, I specifically do mean, like, is it watery? Is it chunky? Is it, like, ugh, you know, I, like, because it is a sign of vitality, and depending on how your cum is will tell me, like, whether or not you are in good health. And I'm just like, eh, if I see, like, nasty ass cum, I'm like, eh, gross. But, anyways, yeah, I really love that. I love when they do stuff for me like that. Like, I remember a couple weeks ago, I posted, some lace thong, like the guy lace thong things that I had that, like, never really got worn by any man I was with. And I was like, well, that's shitty. I used to work at a sex shop. I had discounts. Like, fuck, I just love seeing rock hard dick peek out the panties. Like, I don't know, it's hot. Like, or even if it's like really pretty soft dick that I like, that I want to take. Like, yes, I will love seeing your fucking soft dick that I want to put in my mouth through those fucking see-through lace panties. And the amount of men who said they would put on the panties for me is like kind of insane. I was like, wow. I didn't know how many men were willing to wear lace thongs for me and let me be pervy and, like, literally start their dicks through the fucking underwear. Like, wow, thank you. I appreciate it. So, like, if you ever have some like crazy kinky fantasies, like just ask. Because you know what? If you don't ask, then how are you ever going to get anything, right? If I never asked to see, like, you know, pretty dick or things like that. I mean, yes, men just be sending dick sometimes, but realistically, you know, if I said, I want some of those cat boy made bullshit and I want to see you dressed up, but also want that big dick, like, ugh. I think the whole thing about some of these fantasies, obviously, the BDC is a huge part of it, but, another thing is, like, it has to be hard. The dick has to be hard. Like, I want your dick to be big. If you're gonna be in them sissy-ass outfits, like, I literally want you to have a ginormous cock. Because you're dressed pretty does not mean you're emasculated to me. If anything, it means that I find you really cute right now. And that I want to fucking ride you in your fucking little cat-maid outfit or take it off. Or just, like, I don't know. Ooh, let me lift up your slutty little fucking dress. What is that? I'm like, oh, they're gonna notice. They're gonna notice that, huh? Being a little tease. I love it. I want to see that fucking dick. And then I want to fucking take that dick, you know? Like, although I will be honest, I've never had any kind of play like that where the guy's like the maid role play. I've never done it. There's actually so much sex stuff that I have not even done, but I'm like, the fantasy of that. Ooh, the big dick picking out of that. Ooh, I'm deprived. I'm so horny. yes, but okay. Anyways, I need to get in the shower. I have to go to work. I have to go do things today. Also, thank you to my pervy listeners. Not my brigade of haters, but my actual OG pervy listeners who are on here to use my voice is, a theoretical lube. And if you're doing that, fucking, you should send me fucking tribute for just using my voice to jack off to it so much because I deserve tribute. And I'm so actually cute. I'm so cute that some people hate how fucking cute I am and they're jealous. It's so weird. And yes, I'm doing it in the moaning voice because I'm like, are you really going to listen through that? Like, it's really for my brigade of haters because I'm like, get the fuck off here. This podcast is for my pervy listeners who don't fucking make fun of me and are just here to fucking use my voice as theoretical lube and or for the men who are actually interested in what I have to say. Therefore, Brigada haters, get the fuck off here. We no longer interact, intersect, care about each other, and I just want that to be mutual. Like, leave me alone. I mean it. Leave me alone. So I can be over here with my brigade of pervy listeners who adore me, who are my fans, who fantasize about sticking their dicks inside me. Yeah, just like that. And also the listeners who just love hearing about my crazy antics and, you know, entertaining them throughout their mundane day. Thank you if you are one of those listeners who's using me as your hype for your mundane job or, you know. By the way, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast at work depending on the episode because I know you guys will get fucking hard. And it's not my hard. It's not my hard. It's not my fault if you get a semi while you're at work and now that's just so fucking weird. Now you have to go into the potty to go fix that fucking semi I caused because you adore me so much. Oh. But yeah, really, for those men, y'all really should tribute to me sometime. Like, oh, Miss Nightmare, you're so wonderful. Here's fucking money for a coffee. Here's money for this. Here's money for that. Oh, you're so beautiful. Here's money for just existing and being pretty and for all that bullshit you've had to deal with lately. I know it's a lot. I know it's heavy, Miss Nightmare. I know. And I'll be like, I know, and I appreciate you for understanding. And I'm so happy that we could release really negative people together as a whole. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Get off this podcast. But of course, once again, not my fan base who's actually real and not here to make fun of me. I love you guys. I love you, listeners. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for everything, okay? Anyways, bye.